Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we have Donald Robinson of Teen Enrichment Network. I will tell you guys right now that you are in for a show. Just from what I've seen on their website and from talking with him a little bit, I mean, this is incredible. So I cannot wait for you to hear everything that he has to say. So, Donald, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Josh. How about you?
I'm doing good. So we've never had you on the show. So just so our listeners are informed, what is Teen Enrichment and how did it get started?
The Teen Enrichment Network is a program that we developed a couple years ago. And it's basically here. It's a grassroots organization here to help teens move ahead, accelerate from middle school, high school, and on to college, and become better people while they do that. A better person, and have more goals, bigger vision. The way it started, that's a different story. Josh, I was basically, my son graduated high school. I'll give you a little bit of this. He graduated high school, and he was going away. Nicholas was leaving, and his dad, you're going to continue to coach kids. And I was like, no, I'm done. And we were going to church at the time. I attend Strong Tower Church, and Pastor Smith was just preaching and preaching about, hey, you know what? Is some of you guys are sitting on a vision, on a gift that God gave you, and you're not using it. And my whole family turned around and looked at me in church. Yeah. So from that point, one day going to work, I had this just spiritual awakening, this vision come across my car while I was driving the street, driving on the road. And with all this information, windshield in my mind, everything, what I needed to do next, the name of the organization, the whole nine yards, everything just came right out. So when I got to work, sat in the car, didn't go into work, sitting there and just wept and wept for quite a while. Called my wife. She said, write it down. I wrote it down. Next thing I know, we're doing summits and we're mentoring in schools.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So, and I love that it is a program out there for teens, because I feel like with, like it's kind of that weird age where you're not really a kid, but you're not really an adult, and no one really knows what to do with you.
Right. There was not a lot of things, but there's always stuff for elementary, mm-hmm. a little bit for middle school. But when you start eighth grade and up, ninth grade, high school, that's a different animal. Yeah. And Teen Enrichment Network, we have a nice committee. We're in conjunction with Spotsylvania County Schools. They're a partner with us. We also have one of our partners is Sonic. One of our sponsors is Sonic. But we have a lot of different organizations that help us. Empower House. It's a grassroots organization with the community helping us. It's a community-based operation. It's actually, I don't say it's mine. It belongs to the communities.
Yeah. Okay. So one thing that when I was looking through your website that I saw, it looks to be, not really like the main thing that you guys do, but I saw a lot of it on your website was the scholarships that you guys provide. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. One of our chairpersons is Angela Hendricks. She runs our scholarship program. She's on our committee also. She's an assistant principal at Massaponic High School. And we have a couple committees within our organization. And the scholarship program, we've been doing that about 3 years, and we have them write an essay, do a video, do a PowerPoint, and Angela actually runs that part of our organization. And we've given away, over the course of 3 years, about $5,000, and this year we're about to, here in 2 weeks, to give away another $1,500 for kids. They got to write something on health and fitness or do a video. And we want to increase that over the years. We have some goals for the future with our scholarship program, but it's going pretty good. We have some help, with some people in the community helping us out with donations and things of that nature. And Josh, at the next summit, Dr. Baker, mm-hmm. Spotsylvania Superintendent, and Angela Hendricks will be announcing the winners of this year's scholarship program.
Okay. Nice. So outside of this scholarship program, what are some other things that you guys do with the teens and in the community?
Oh, my goodness. Well, right now, The Teen Enrichment, we formed a mentor organization, a group. And what we do is we go into schools, since Dr. Baker and the Spotsylvania County schools are behind us, and we partner with them, we're allowed to go into the schools and bring mentors into the school system. And we have a group mentoring program that we've been running 2 years in Spotsylvania County High School and a year in Massaponics High School. And it's pretty unique in its own right, because what we've done, they have a bear block, you can call it study hall. Every school has a different name for it. But what we do is we come in and I bring in different professionals throughout the community to come in and talk to the kids about real life circumstances. Some of the subject matters, the teens themselves pick for us to come in and talk about. And then we bring professionals for that subject, and they come in and talk about it, and they give their backstory about their personal lives. And we started at both schools with about 13 kids, or teens, sorry. And now we're up into like 30, 35 at Spotsylvania and 51 at Massaponics, and we're about to go into Cortland and possibly Riverbend.
Nice. So you guys are kind of like expanding that reach, which is really good, because, I mean, like we were saying before, you know, it is that just that age where, you know, no one really knows what to do with you. So I really do think it's important what you guys are doing and getting out there and letting these kids know that, you know, they're heard.
Yeah, it's very important. At their age, I always talk to them about having their goals, and they heard goals all their life. But in some of our sessions, I talk about the five goals. People have five-step process. I have five goals. I want them to have five goals of things they want to be starting now. I want them to have a vision of what they want to be now, because we know it could change.
Yeah.
So you need different options, and that's what Teen Enrichment is all about. We're going to bring in different speakers from different backgrounds so that the kids will have different options. Hey, look at this guy. This guy's a nurse. Look at this individual. He's a doctor. Here's a lawyer. We have a lot of those people come in on our platform and talk to the kids. Just a couple weeks ago, Dr. Reggie, he works over here at CVS on Harrison Road. He's 25 mm-hmm. years old. Hmm. He's a doctor. We took him into Spotsylvania High School to talk to those teens there, and they looked at him at 25 and what he's done and what he's created and his backstory, and he touched them. He got through because he's not an old guy like me. he's a little younger. So we try to have mentors from all backgrounds. Davey Farron, who is a supervisor at Healthy Families, he's real active at Spotsylvania High School as one of our mentors. Omar Kemp of Fulton Financial. There we go, another professional, different background, so they can have different options to come in and talk to people. Just a host of people. And also we have Pastor Trent Stenson, who is the founder of Hope City, which is in weeks to come. People will hear a lot more about what he's doing in the community. He has a great message of hope for our teens. He's also was very instrumental in starting Student Impact in Massaponics, and he's also one of our committee members for Teen Enrichment Network.
Okay. So one question that I like to ask is, like, do you have any stories of when you think about what it is that you do for teen enrichment, you kind of think of that one person?
One individual kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. I have several. I have a story about a gentleman by the name of Jalen who goes to Spotsylvania High School who has pretty much turned his life around because of a lot of the different people we've put in front of him. Jalen wasn't supposed to be in our class. He showed up one day helping another young lady come through the class and carry her books. He carried her. She was on crutches. And he sat down and he gave us the devil that day because he had no idea what he was in for. And he sat there, and every time I spoke, he interrupted. Every time somebody said something, he interrupted. But today, that's a different kid. He stood up at one of our community events that Pastor Trent was hosting over in Chancellor, and told people about the Teen Enrichment Network. That brought me to tears, pretty much. Mm. How it helped change his life. He don't look at things the same. He has five goals, things that he wants to do. And he's lost now to this date, I think, over 65 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jalen is something. And he's changing it. And when something like that happens, you know, we might, we can't get them all, but if we can help one stay out of jail, not be in the streets, his grades have changed, things of that nature. I feel happy about what we're doing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, to that effect, kind of, you know, as the Bible says, train them in the way that they should go, you know. And I think it's very important that, you know, we do have programs, especially for like the teen boys, because what they do in that age range kind of defines them for the rest of their life. And then, you know, you always hear about, you know, guys in the, you know, in society, you know, always, they're always stumbling. And you can always trace it kind of back to how things went when they were a teen.
Exactly. These are some important years. you can't do high school over. And we talk to them a lot about their friends and their visions and the decisions they make. And yes, we do. I know you have to, they say separate church and state. We don't. we talk about it when we can, when it's appropriate. And a lot of them really want to know where we came from. What did you go through, Mr. Rob? That's what they ask me a lot. And most of the speakers come in, I let them know that they're going to ask you, what's your backstory? They really want to hear the backstory about the speakers that we bring in. And so they can apply it to the days, to what they're going through today. So it's remarkable. In this time, they can make such a bad decision. We talk about everything from drugs, hanging out, guns. I work in law enforcement. And I talk to them about traffic stops. We do mock traffic stops in the classroom and things of that nature. And they do pretty bad in it. They don't do well at all. And we fix it. We fix things like that. So this time is really important for teens because they can make some decisions that affect them the rest of their life. We talk about abstinence, things of that nature. So it's very important.
Yeah, and I actually remember. It was a TED talk that I had heard a long time ago, and it was about, you know, young men and how we raise them. And, the thought that came up was, you know, they kept telling her, well, isn't doing drugs cool? And isn't it cool to do this? And isn't that what really defines you? And she looked at them and said, who told you that? And they went, well, no one told us that. And so if they're figuring these things out with no one telling them, then what can they do when people tell them, hey, this is really going to help you?
Oh, yeah. We talk to them about drugs, crime. These areas for the teenagers today are a lot different than what we went through. For example, I had a conversation with some people at Mary Washington High School recently, which with some teens that, well, they're not teens now, they're young adults. They actually have came, they're now on one of our committees, several one of our committees. And we were talking about masculinity of a young adult.
Yeah.
And that conversation got really deep. So I took it to the high schools and asked some of the other kids what they thought about it, about a male having feelings, showing emotion, or just always being aggressive. All they talk about is aggressive, and they talk about their cell phones. Everything is my cell phone. Who will you follow? This is not cool. We actually have had a few kids tell us that, Mr. Robinson, it's not cool to be smart. I've talked to some teens in high school in our area that, no, I want to dummy down. They're actually doing bad with their grades on purpose. I was like, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But it's not cool to be smart. Who told you that? My friends. These are your friends? What are your friends' grades? Less than yours? Yes. Well, that's why they're your friends. So it's a large order doing what we're doing with the Teen Enrichment Network and mentoring, because you're coming in and you're talking to kids from all different backgrounds, race, creed, or color, and we don't discriminate. We're not looking to talk to this set group of people, that set group of people, because like I tell them all the time, if you're out in the world, and I give an example of being on a traffic stop.
Yeah.
And some people say, man, well, you know, we need to just talk to minorities. I've heard that. minorities is our biggest problem. I've been told that by different people. I don't agree. If you're in a car and there's a whole different groups of people in the car, white, black, Indian, whatever the case may be, and somebody comes up, law enforcement stop you, and he comes up and start asking for driver's license registration, and the people in the car, the driver's in the car being respectful, but some of the other people that don't have problems with this are talking out of their mouth the wrong way. Whoa, we got an issue. So now, why don't we mentor and teach all kids instead of as instructors or mentors stereotyping, and we want to teach just a certain group, to a certain group? I don't agree with that.
Yeah. One thing that I from the people I've talked to for different interviews, a lot of what they've been talking about was how important it is for a child to have that a relationship with their parents or guardian or whoever in their life, and how important that is. So we have a lot of parents that listen to the station as well. So what's some advice that you could give to them to help them kind of form either a better relationship with their teen or foster a better relationship, anything like that?
Great question. Well, Josh, recently I talked to a young man and about the Teen Enrichment Network. He wanted to know more about what we were doing. I love this. I'm glad you asked that question. I love this story. And he said, "Mr. Robinson, can you excuse me a minute? My father wants to listen in." Mm. I was like, great. His dad wanted to listen in and hear about what the Teen Enrichment Network was about. And I would implore the parents that, hey, you know what? Check up on your children. Listen. Listening is probably the hardest thing to do for a parent, because we want to tell them the way we grew up, the way it was when I was younger, and they really don't want to hear that. They tune that out, and I'm just saying what they tell us in mentor. This is not me making it up. This is not my opinion. This is what the kids have told us. So for parents, listening, check up on your kids, their friends, watch who come into your house, watch who your kids associate with. I'm not saying be a helicopter parent, but sit down and talk to them. I talked to my daughter about school, I would probably say 4 days a week. I talked to her about boys every day. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day we have a conversation, something about boys and about her career. So with parents, I would say today, because we have a big issue with mental health, we have a big issue with fitting in, which we've always had, but today the kids want to lean in more with to go with their friends instead of listen to their parents. But if we can start a relationship at home with our kids when they're young, we're the parent, but some people want to be their friend. We got to find a happy medium where we can be a good listener and be a parent. Do I tip into the friend part? I don't. I'm the parent first.
Yeah.
So I want to just, if I can say one thing to parents, give your teens options and listen effectively to them. So we have to listen more. We do a lot of talking.
Yeah.
We have to listen to what they got to say. Then we can give corrective criticism and deal with the problems that they have they're going through the day.
Yeah. And it's that trait of effective listening.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes a long way.
Yeah.
Because you always hear, the kids, well, my parents don't listen to me. If they don't listen, they just talk. I try to tell them things and they just talk. And so being able to just sit down and listen, I mean, is a huge, deal for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you may not always, like, for at least from what I've seen, you may not always get somewhere with it. I mean, I don't have kids, so I can't really speak from experience, but from what I have observed, it just seems like something where it's something slow and you got to work at it.
Yeah, it's these kids don't come with instructions.
Yeah.
All of them are different. All of them are different. My son is way different than my daughter. They all got different personalities. So going in, mentoring and talking to kids, you have to listen. We have a set topic sometime of things we want to talk about, but there comes a point in a conversation, even when you're up lecturing or using PowerPoint, that you have to talk, and we want to open it up and make it interactive. so we can get their standpoint. We want to hear how they feel about what we've just said. And then from there, sometimes the whole conversation where we were going, now it just shifted.
Yeah.
So listening, effective listening is a big part of leadership.
Yeah.
Huge.
Oh, yeah. So we're coming up on our time. So what are some ways that our listener? Yeah, I know. I was shocked, too. I was like, oh, wow. It went fast. So what are some ways that our listeners could get involved, whether it's through volunteering, taking part in any of the programs, anything like that?
They can get involved. They can go to our webpage, teenenrichment.org, and they can find out all about us and see what we're about. From there, they can contact myself, Donald Robinson. I'm the executive director of Teen Enrichment Network. Our phone number, our information is up there. Our email is on our webpage, which is teenenrichment@gmail.com. They can get a hold of us from there to volunteer, or you can call me, 540-295-8445. My phone number, and people are always reaching out to us through the day. We're looking for volunteers to partner with us. We're looking for people for our up-and-coming gala that we're going to have next year, which I'm really excited about. Pastor Trent Stinson is going to be the chairperson on our gala committee. And we're going to be using four very bright young adults from Mary Washington and Miss Felicia Washington Battle and a few other people for our committee, for our gala committee we're going to put together. What we're going to be looking to do, Josh, is raise money for the Teen Enrichment Network to have TED Talks come in and talk at some of our summits. We want to step the game up now. We got to step it up a little bit. We got to bring in some professionals. The TED Talks to come in. We want to have school trips. We want to go on college visits for a lot of different locations. We want kids to be able to go to from the ninth grade and up. A lot of college visits are just for high school. Most of the time in high school is just seniors. I don't want to do that. We want to have college visits for ninth grade and up. We want to send them to colleges like Notre Dame, and we want to go to Syracuse, and we want to Old Dominion, and we want to go to Morgan State and Norfolk State. We want to go to different colleges, the whole gamut. We don't want to just limit them. So that's what we're going to do our gala for. Our gala is going to be for college visits, TED Talks, bigger summits, more help with our mentor programs, and transportation, buses, money, things like that. So that's what our gala is going to be for next year in March. So keep your ears open for that. It's going to be around the first week in March of 2020, a Teen Enrichment Extravaganza Gala for Teens. So somebody told me that, hey, Rob, I never heard that before. I said, well, you will next year.
There you go. All right. Well, I got one more question for you. Mm-hmm. So, and you had touched on the story a little bit when we first started talking about, you know, the pastor said that thing in church and everyone turned and looked at you.
Yeah.
But why does what you do and everything that Teen Enrichment does in the community, why does it mean so much to you?
Because I'm real passionate about this, and it means a lot to me because if you look back over the last 5 years, you see shootings, you see a lot of different things happen to teens, and we got political officials. Everybody's doing a lot of talking. You know, it's just a lot of talking going on. And it means a lot to me because I want the kids to have options. I want to get out here and help them have options to do more. I don't want them to. I don't want my children, your children. Children in our community to had to go through things that I went through growing up. I want the kids in our community to have a better lifestyle than we have. I want them to be able to use their gifts, recognize what their gifts are at an early age, use their gifts effectively through their lifetime, and make a big impact on society. And if that happens with one child, I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Donald, for being on the show.
Thank you, sir, for having me. Pleasure was mine.
Well, as he said, you can go to teenenrichment.org. You can find out all about how you can get involved. If this is something that you would like to send your teen to, go online, find out more. This is a huge thing because, you know, we mentioned a lot in the show about, you know, just they're in that age group where, you know, it's really easy to forget them. So this is a great way to help them feel remembered and to set them on the path that they need to be on. And I can say just from talking with him, you know, he told you a little bit of the story of how it started in the beginning, but I mean, he told me the detailed version, and it's amazing to see how God just one step after the next put this together. So go online and find out more. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go to yourper.com, click Resources on the top, and select Community Matters. It'll be the first show to appear. And I'll even include the link for teen enrichment. That way you don't have to, you know, if you're driving and you won't be to a computer or your phone for a while, you won't have to remember the link. So you can just go online to yourper.com and find out more. And I'll even include the show so you can share it with a friend, listen to parts you missed, all that fun stuff. So I want to thank everyone again for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their day.